In majesty, Priam replied. My lady, in this matter I am disposed to trust you and agree. It is an excellent thing and salutary to lift our hands to Zeus, invoking mercy. The old king motioned to his housekeeper, who stood nearby with a basin and a jug, to pour clear water on his hands. He washed them, took the cup his lady held, and prayed while standing there, midway in the walled court. Then he tipped out the wine, looking toward heaven, saying, Zeus, our father, reigning from Ida, god of glory and power, grant I come to Achilles' door as one to be received with kindliness and mercy. And dispatch your courier bird, the nearest to your heart of all birds, and the first in power of flight. Let him appear upon our right in heaven, that I may see him with my own eyes, and under that sign journey to the ships. Zeus, all-foreseeing, listened to this prayer and put an eagle, king of winged creatures, instantly in flight. A swamp eagle, a hunter, one they call the Dusk Wing. Wide as a doorway in a chamber, spacious and high, built for a man of wealth, a door with long bars fitted well, so wide spread out each pinion. The great bird appeared, winging through the town on their right hand, and all their hearts lifted with joy to see him. In haste the old king boarded his bright car and clattered out of the echoing colonnade. Ahead the mule team drew the four-wheeled wagon, driven by Idaeus, and behind the chariot rolled, with horses that the old man whipped into a fast trot through the town. Family and friends all followed, weeping, as though for Priam's last and deathward ride. Into the lower town they passed, and reached the plain of Troy. Here those who followed after turned back, sons and sons-in-law, and Zeus, who views the wide world, saw the car and wagon brave the plain. He felt a pang for Priam, and quickly said to Hermes, his own son, Hermes, as you go most happily of all the gods with mortals, and give heed to whom you will, be on your way this time as guide for Priam to the deep-sea ships. Guide him, so that not one of the Danaans may know or see him till he reach Achilles. Argifontes, the wayfinder, obeyed. He bent to tie his beautiful sandals on, ambrosial, golden, that carry him over water and over endless land on a puff of wind, and took the wand with which he charms asleep, or when he wills, awake the eyes of men.